Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. On this day in 1957, On the Road by Jack Kerouac was published by Viking Press in New York. The Lambda Youth Network, a contact point for lesbian, gay, transgender, and young people who feel that they do not belong to any gender, is now being strengthened by the Senate. On Monday, Sandra Shiris of the SPD, Senator for Youth, opened the first queer youth center in the city. It is aimed at people between the ages of 12 and 27 and is designed to provide freedom, protection from discrimination, and help with coming out. In the 2018-2019 double budget, €175,000 per year were budgeted for this and is intended to significantly expand the existing range of services. In addition to youth groups, school projects, the cafe, and the library, there will be additional rooms, a sponsorship program, work with parents, and an information guide for teachers and educators. Sandra Shiris has remarked that while she is often asked why a cosmopolitan city like Berlin, where politicians and cultural workers deal openly and naturally with their sexuality, there was a need for a separate center for queer young people, and added that reality shows that young people are still struggling against discrimination, exclusion, and violence in their daily lives. In a study by the German Youth Institute, 74% of the teenagers questioned stated that they fear rejection among their friends when they come out. The suicide rate among young people who are not heterosexual is therefore 4 times higher than among other young people. On Monday evening, there was a wild confrontation directly in front of Neukölln City Hall. According to witnesses, 20 to 30 people of all backgrounds clashed at a nearby cafe. And around 7 p.m., one group stormed another group sitting on the stairs in front of the town hall. Per police, they went at each other with bottles, chairs, and knives, and at least 3 people were injured. A 25-year-old suffered a serious stab wound and was treated as an outpatient in hospital, as were 2 other men aged 24 and 31. According to Berliner Zeitung, the dispute was sparked after a woman had been harassed from within a group. Police continue to investigate. The closure of the Elsenbrücke between Treptow and Friedrichshain is to be lifted Tuesday evening. The connection between Treptow and Friedrichshain had to be partially closed to automobiles on Friday because cracks had been found on the underside of the bridge. Therefore, the structure had to be closed for safety reasons, per an announcement by the Traffic Information Center. Because there was no danger of collapse, pedestrian and bicycle traffic was not affected by the closure. According to an announcement by the Education Administration, in an answer to a request from the AfD, vegan kindergartens in Berlin must now additionally provide non-vegan food. The Daycare Center Supervisory Authority has imposed a corresponding condition on a daycare center and also wants to ensure that there is a choice for other institutions. The German Nutrition Society, or DGE, whose recommendations the Senate follows, does not recommend a vegan diet for children and young people. The DGE remarked that, quote, in a purely plant-based diet, it is difficult or impossible to provide a sufficient supply of some nutrients, adding that in the vegan diet, the supply of vitamin B12 is lacking. According to the DGE, the supply of vitamins A, D, B2, calcium, proteins, zinc, iron, and iodine is critical. Without the addition of these substances, various deficiencies and permanent damage can occur. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.